Hello there, and welcome to the podcast. We're your hosts, Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, scientists have discovered, and this is going to be a big shocker, that there's no Loch Ness Monster.
But maybe.
Some of the dumbest shows on television are the ones where they're looking for treasure, Bigfoot. Loch Ness Monster.
I like them.
And whatever else, mythical creature. All this stuff that they think they can, these people can find. People have been looking for this stuff for 100 years or more.
One day.
They hadn't found it. You're not going to.
Well, there's going to be that episode where there's going to be, hey, look, we found it. Treasure, Bigfoot.
Nothing was funnier than
that. Here's a mermaid.
Than that hunting Bigfoot show where all those fellas in West Virginia, I think there was like four or five of them, and every night there they'd go, and they'd hear, I hear something, and immediately they all assumed that's got to be Bigfoot. Couldn't have been a dog, couldn't have been a cat, possum, raccoon,
but it's
hell, even mountain lion.
It's the thrill of the unknown, like, you know, them ghost shows,
well,
you know, stuff like that.
And that's another one. I think there's some spirit. Blah, blah, Durka Durka in here. It's just dark. It's dark.
But he's reading his plasma reader, Jason, and his plasma reader said something was in there.
Well, monster hunters, here is some bad news.
All right, now what?
There probably isn't a dinosaur or any other monster swimming around right now. In Scotland, a team of scientists in New Zealand went to Scotland recently to study the sea life and Loch Ness to figure out if there really might have been one there.
They
went with an open mind.
Yeah.
Based on their conclusion, there's no DNA evidence of any sort of large dinosaurish mystery unknown creature.
There's pictures of it.
Based on the sea life, they're pretty sure the Loch Ness monster is actually just a big eel.
Just a big eel. Well, there ain't ever going to be one with that attitude. And besides, it was in that Toyota Tacoma commercial. Remember? It pulled it out of the water and then spit the truck back, and then the truck kept going.
Yes, I forgot.
An eel can't do that, scientists.
Well, not a regular eel. This is a big eel.
Oh, so now that's the thing. It's a big eel.
A new flavor of gin is out for Christmas. It's Brussels sprout gin.
Yuck.
The first new Christmas product of the year is Brussels sprout flavored gin. Year we go through all these weird new flavors of everything. We've had weird flavor after weird flavor for the past week and a half of new things coming out. I'm tired of it. Brussels sprouts. That's where we're at right now.
You can't put Brussels sprouts in booze and make booze taste good, man.
No.
No way.
Here's what they say about it, that it will deliver a pleasantly sweet, slightly nutty gin. I want my gin full nutty. If I'm going to be drinking gin, let's go all the way.
I want trail mix in my gin.
Don't give me slightly nutty. I want it 100%.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Now, again, slippery slope. We're seeing it. It gets worse every year with all these new flavors. Soon it's going to be soft drinks mixing in with meat. We'll have Dr. Liver.
Yeah.
I don't want soft drinks that taste like meat.
Me either.
I mean, Mountain Bacon's got a ring to it, but I don't think I'm in. Tony not only got all the ball players pumped up for tonight, but hopefully you too. And if you missed it, now is your chance to get pumped up as well with Tony's Friday pump up speech.
It's a big game.
You've got to lay that heart on the line.
I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch.
This is your game now, gentlemen.
Okay, man, bring it in. It's a big game tonight, and big game is today's life lesson. It's always a big game. Every game's a big game. What if an airline pilot said, "Aw, heck, this landing ain't very important to me, so I'm just gonna wing it." Winging it leads to plane crashes, and a plane crash killed half of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Every game's a big game. If a fireman says, "Aw, heck with it," then kittens and puppies burn up. All games are big games, men. If you just wing it tonight, you may as well tell people that you kill little animals and you killed half the best Southern rock band ever lived. Tonight, march out on that field like it's a big deal. Act like that other team is an angry group of brothers and you've been kissing their sisters. And trust me, man, if you win it, you will be. Remember, be good sportsmen. Don't pick your nose in front of the fans and wave at your mamas. See you on the field, men.
Here's today's word of the day.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Orion's tramp stamp. Orion's tramp stamp is that little cluster of stars just to the top of Orion's belt. It looks kind of like a butterfly. Orion's tramp stamp.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric that's never, ever, 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 ever been written.
Going on the greatest hits album.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She's a biker woman they call Yamaha Mama. She found a love that's Trusky with a man on a Suzuki.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's
Real Good.
We got two today.
Okay.
Hurricane Dorian. Gosh, we've been hearing about that for a week now, and it's been awful. It's been just beating up the East Coast. And there's been some really inspiring stories of people stepping up to help out. A guy in Jacksonville went to Costco on Wednesday to get a generator. While he was there, he saw another guy there buying over 100 generators to send to the Bahamas. Each one cost $450, so we're talking $45,000.
Oh, my gosh. And, man, they got to have them.
Turns out the money came from a fundraiser called Errol Thurston Bahama Hurricane Relief. And if you want to donate, search for it on GoFundMe.com.
Sounds like a great charity.
And in South Carolina, you may have heard about this one because it was all over social media yesterday or over the weekend or whenever recently.
Hmm.
And a 6-year-old kid named Jermaine Ball, he was supposed to go to Disney World for his birthday. But now he's using the money to help hurricane victims instead.
Oh, passing up his vacation to Disney.
He bought a bunch of hot dogs and snacks, and he set up a stand on the side of the road and gave out free food to people who were evacuating.
What a young man. And think about how important your trip to Disney World was.
Right, yeah.
He said, no, I want to give this to them.
He said he just wanted to lift their spirits a little and make sure they had something to eat, adding that his philosophy is live to give.
Wow, we could all learn from that guy right there.
How cool is that? Well, to the Errol Thurston Bahama Hurricane Relief Fund and 6-year-old Jermaine Bell, you are
real good.
That does it for today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share it. Be sure to subscribe. It'd make us real happy if you would.
Pretty please.
Thank you so much. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.